Welcome to Sports 1140.
Good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Neither, mate.
Good morning.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and
attacking run-of-the-mill morning show
with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny, I have.
Kenny Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on a mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
I am not driving no minivan.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and H.
Back in the saddle again.
That would have been
Aerosmith
perfect.
Aerosmith or Gene Autry?
I say Aerosmith. Sorry. I enjoy it. Nobody can hear you.
Nate is like...
Yeah, we talk into the mics here on the morning show,
sorry,
Nate.
I don't know how it works.
Are you doing, grabbing remotes?
I was trying to get over into your spot there, because that's what I'm used to.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
It's Dave, it's Katie, it's Nathan, Jay behind the glass. We are at full strength, like a radio version of Voltron for you children of the 70s and 80s. Welcome into the drive, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Nate just put it on the Euro 2016, England and Wales, and I have no problem with that whatsoever, Nathan.
Wales is atop the group.
You know what?
I shouldn't be watching the TV anyway, so thank you for that.
Well, this is the worst part, too. Well, hold on. You stop it.
Yeah, right?
I quit.
Jeez. That was it. Hey, thanks for joining us, Nate.
No.
We'll see you tomorrow. Nate was filling in for an injured Grant Napier.
Injured or ill?
He's sick. He's very sick. Yeah. Still is, but it sounds like he's going to be back for his short show.
Hurt or injured is the big question these days.
Injured. Okay. Injured. Hey, speaking of hurt or injured, by the way, we missed this yesterday because we were so very busy. But, yeah, heard the Darren McFadden thing. Fantastic. Speaking of the NFL, Darren McFadden has at best had a injury-prone career, and at worst, he's just a scarecrow of the NFL.
Made of glass.
Very much. He's like Sam Jackson's character in Unbreakable. He just can't keep it together. Well, he now has a broken elbow. After having a little bit of a career resurgence last year behind arguably the best offensive line in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys, he had a fairly healthy season. And it's always been said by Raider fans and NFL fans alike that McFadden, who was just insane in college, could be healthy and had a decent offensive line. This is a phenomenal two-way, pass-catching and running player. And he showed a little bit of that last year. He's now out with a broken elbow, though, Katie.
Yeah, but he's having surgery. He had surgery on Tuesday, I believe. And I'm sorry, he might miss one game. Is that what the reports were, if I remember correctly?
He's now out at least a couple
months.
She has
no idea what's coming, does she?
No, because the hammer's about to drop.
This is you guys being like, oh, my God, he's made of wet tissue paper.
Here's why. Unlike your garden variety NFL injury, the hamstring stretching for a passy, high ankle sprain resulting from a low block.
Oh, that's right.
The reason why this happened, according to the Cowboys, he fell on his right elbow over Memorial Day weekend while trying to keep from dropping his cell phone.
And by the looks of your cell phone, Dave, you should.
I have no broken elbows.
You should risk your body, too.
That's why.
Here's the question about this. It happened over Memorial Day weekend. He just had surgery on Tuesday.
Yeah, he waited.
No crappy waited.
Yeah, can't say that.
No, I can't say that.
Yeah, waited. He was probably
like
scared.
To keep my job.
This is a Jeff Kent like washing my car.
Yeah.
Fell down thing. And the actual quote
is kind of, except for Jeff Kent wasn't really washing his car.
Well, we know this, and we're exactly not sure that McFadden was actually. The quote is he was trying to keep his iPhone S. They even got the brand in there.
Which one?
His brand new iPhone S.
The details are why you know it's true.
Yeah, of course. From hitting the ground.
The truth is in the details.
He cracked his elbow. He makes $3 million a year, and I'm guessing, Darren, you can splurge for the AppleCare.
I think you're all right.
A few bucks a month.
The AppleCare.
You make $3 million, dude. You don't have to.
Isn't there like a cheaper way too to get some sort of a case for your? I mean, I don't have an iPhone.
I'm doing
like,
it this Friday.
Okay, because my case for my little Android here is basically makes it indestructible.
Oh sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have those for iPhones, right?
They
don't cost $3 million?
No, you can get on Amazon for like $20.
I had a shattered iPhone that happened last weekend, and this Friday I'm going down. It's like $120 to get the whole screen replaced, which sucks, but still.
Everybody has broken the screen on their phone.
I have not.
Oh, facial. Katie, in your face.
I'll follow that cab. I have not as well.
Oh, Katie, more in your face.
Okay, so everyone is.
It's half the group, dude.
Turn in your microphone
and
badge.
Hold on a second. Nate, I thought I was going to be happy that you were back. I was wrong. No, but most people have dropped their iPhone, chipped it, whether or not you've broken it or not.
Had something.
I've done it a couple times, and I took it down the street. It was like $100 to get it fixed. After the second time, it's like... I don't want to make fun of George Bush right now, but happens once, shame on you. Happens twice, shame on me, right? If you let the same thing happen twice.
Yeah, I think you actually got the
I got it right. Yeah, I got it right. That's the problem. Well, you're not going to fool me twice. So after the second time, I went ahead and got the case or whatever. But guess what? Even now, because I have a newer phone, I have a nice protective screen and kind of a flimsy thing, you know, protection case. But if I break it, guess what? I'm just going to go get it fixed. I'm not going to break a part of my body. I'm not going to die for it. I'm not going to throw my dog underneath to try and, like,
where's
you
the
know.
Hustle, Christensen? I thought
Thank
that's
you.
How you made
but
your money when you were playing
that?
Ball.
Lies.
And I guarantee you that I make a lot less money than this gentleman.
I'll bet your elbows are sharper than his, too.
You're right.
See?
I have pretty sharp elbows.
I mean, right? Yeah, we could have that
Dave,
elbow
put your
contest.
Elbows away.
I like the idea of throwing your dog underneath the
I'm,
phone.
Yeah, I'm not.
He's sharp!
I'm not going to do something stupid. Yeah, my dog is way skinnier than yours.
Well, my dog's obese. My dog needs doggy Weight Watchers. I'm not going to lie. We actually bought a treadmill specifically. We're getting a special.
You did not.
Is this like a full-size dog? Because
she's a beagle.
Because my brother had a black lab not too long ago. Rest in peace, Leroy. Poor guy only made it to 8 years old.
Bruce Leroy.
Yeah, he was at one point 170 pounds.
Good Lord, a lab?
Yeah. It was the most beautiful dog because it was huge. Like
beautiful.
He was huge.
He probably looked like our cow.
Exactly.
He probably looked like a cow, our Wednesday or Thursday cow.
Well, there was one time because he usually was around 140 because he was in my weight class. I wrestle him. And
he was in my weight class.
He was in my weight
dog.
Class. Exactly. What sound does the doggy make?
That's when somebody knocks on the door. It's mooing away the burglars.
So one time I was gone for a couple months. I come back and this dog had put on like 40 pounds and I didn't realize it came running through the patio door and out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, oh my God, when did my brother get a bear? So anyway, that was a big ass dog.
Get off of me, I'm hungry.
Get off of me.
Yeah.
Well,
good sparring partner, though.
He calls Ella fat. She weighs like 19 pounds.
Okay, well, I mean, but like weight-wise, I'm asking
She's
because...
She's not after her surgery.
Because both of my cats are fat. They both weigh over 20 pounds.
She went to Dr. Jack.
And so I'm just trying to... God.
NorCal laser doggy lipo.
Ding. Yeah. So I'm just trying to get a little perspective. Like, 19 pounds can be big for... I'm
I'll
just
find
trying to
it. I mean, it's not... She's not, my dog is... She's just a chunk.
Oh my God, she's almost as wide as she is long.
We call her.
You kick your dog under the phone, you break your foot.
He's like, my dog is fat. I'm like, you need to stop feeding her so much food.
Which
well,
the vet said,
give her 2 cups of food a day. My dog gets a half a cup of food a day.
That's another thing I had to learn the hard way about dogs, thanks to Leroy. I figured they were just like cats, right? You put the food out.
Hell no.
No way. And so, like, one day I'm stuck at home babysitting. My brother's at work, and he comes home, and, like, Leroy's just sprawled out. Like,
right.
He's like, man, what? You have a long day?
The whole
or what?
Bag of
like,
food.
Dude, he was so hungry, man. Like, I must have fed him like 4 or 5 bowls. What the hell are you doing?
What's your dog?
Self-control.
He was so hungry.
He was so hungry. I just kept putting food down. He kept on eating it.
There's like a 90% chance that dog was a stoner, too. This is a slow motion video of my dogs yammering at each other. And see, Maggie is the fat one, and Nacho's the one that's dominating her. But see, she's fat. She's lost weight.
Ella and Maggie are the same size beagle.
Ella's
dog. They're like the super small beagles, you know? And Maggie is twice the size of my dog. But yet my dog is fat, apparently.
I'll send you video this summer of our dog on the new dog treadmill with the leash attached and it on very slow.
You know,
very slow.
You know what is funny about this that he hasn't figured out? He can actually put a leash on her and take her for a physical walk. And it might benefit both of them.
Nope. Can't play video games while I'm doing it. And that was
can smoke a cigarette while you're doing it.
That's a great point right there. So could the dog.
You're such a horrible individual.
So here's the deal. A lot of stuff to get to today, kids. First off, welcome back, Nate, of course.
Hi.
And Nate, you're here just in time for National Fudge Day.
Perfect.
It's National Fudge Day. It's a day to enjoy your fudge.
That sounds like a landmine.
Really does. So we'll move on. And then it's also National Dump the Pump Day. What
does
that
actually
mean?
Worse.
Yeah, that's even worse. Here's what dump the pump means. It means
many things in my head right now.
I know.
Will not.
She's having flashbacks to every time she's ever been dumped.
Exactly. Or
dumped.
There's like three bedroom cracks there too.
No, I've never been dumped.
Never. Really?
How about that? Suck on them. Suck on dim apples.
I don't even know why I pressed
Maybe
that.
Maybe I will.
Dump the pump day means. It means that you're not supposed to use your own. You're supposed to use public transportation today. You dump the gas pump. Dump the gas pump and you use public transportation.
Well, thanks for telling us. We already came to work.
Well, it's, you know, day's young, lady.
Okay. Where's Mike Barenbaum? I need to know what's going to get me from Madison and Hemlock two blocks down the road.
How about Mike tweeting you yesterday telling you to clear out? Did you clear out your voice messages?
That was not a tweet. That was a text message.
It was also... Oh.
He tweeted us, too.
Yeah, he tweeted it, too.
No, he sent me a text message.
Attaboy.
He did. I did. I cleared out my...
Hey, your own stupid fault for giving him your number. You know how many times I've dodged speed on landmines? Dear God.
Well,
I actually told him.
He's aware of the fact that I have a very cheap data plan and that text messages cost me a lot of money.
Oh, and I'm sure he respects it.
I'm very respectful.
And he knows this, I have a special plan that does not allow me to receive incoming texts or phone calls. And it's true.
He is too smart to accept that. He's just too nice to tell you you're a mean person.
There is a bill in the U.S. Senate or the California Senate today. I'm reading this for a reason before we hit the break and start the show. The bill passed, and it is to end California's observance of daylight savings time. Oh. Assembly Bill 385 could make California the third state not to observe daylight savings time in addition to
Arizona.
I knew you'd name one. How about the other?
Alaska.
Close.
Hmm.
I mean, not.
Hawaii?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Hawaii and Arizona, if approved
close
by...
in terms of what?
Close, like, it's the last two states
in the
union.
It's not the contiguous.
Right.
No, but if you, like, line them up, like, where they are on the map...
Well, they're both down, like, south of Mexico, so...
Yes, exactly. And did you know the closest... the closest point in the continental U.S. to Hawaii is actually right there in Northern California. I've been there before. It's like, south of Fort Bragg. The closest continental United States point to Hawaii...
Oh.
It's like between Fort Bragg and Jenner on the Northern California coast.
More like Fort Gag.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They make a big deal out of it. They make a huge deal. Hey, we're the closest to Hawaii. We're like 8,000 miles.
Then why isn't there a direct flight?
From where?
Fort Bragg.
Good point. If approved by two-thirds.
I know, but I don't need to.
You could take the skunk train from Willits.
I've taken the skunk train before. It's fine. Got to be approved by two-thirds of majority. But yeah, no, it really is. The skunk train. Mm-hmm. Serious. It does not smell like skunk.
Pick it up in Willits and run in on...
That's what they call it.
All right.
We could do that. We're going to go on the skunk train. Oh, this is what happened while you were gone yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
She's never seen The Godfather.
I'd heard that.
The Godfather, too.
That's criminal.
We're so late for a break
now. Hey, update, though. Had a conversation with both promotions and sales.
Yeah?
Looks like there's going to be a meeting between businessy people later in the week, and we're going to be very close to the Summer School Education at Katie Christensen, where we will be showing at a local movie theater. Movies that, ding, 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 ding over here has never seen before. Ding, ding, ding,
which is
Last Dragon.
All of them.
Last Dragon.
Last
that would
Dragon
be on the list. Absolutely.
So the conversation went on Twitter all day yesterday. There was a litany of things. And by the way, yes, I have seen Casablanca. I've seen like the old throwback ones.
That.
No, but they're like, you're going to. You must watch The Godfather and Godfather 2.
Yes.
Key to many men's brains, even normal ones,
ew,
unlike CD,
like,
meaning
no.
you.
Come on.
Watch Casablanca, number one all time.
Meh.
That was from a woman, so.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, now that makes sense. We got to take a break. You want to start the show when we get back? We got a lot of stuff to get to today. Really, you can be excited about this. Brian Gelsiler's coming back. From the
Bri.
Yeah, the Hoops Critic and all that. We're going to talk a little basketball today. Okay. We might actually have an NFL segment. We haven't visited with the NFL in a while, and it misses us. And we miss it, let's be honest. There's a big debate between the Pete Rose camp and the Ichiro camp, and it's just getting fiery right now. People are losing their minds. And we also at some point
Nate
today,
included.
Yeah, no. I imagine Nate has steamy take on this.
I have some stuff you should read.
I would
steamy,
imagine.
Steamy, like dog poop take?
We'll see what his take is. I feel like I think we should have a new bit called See If I Can Guess Nate's Take on
like
stuff
that.
Like this. Because I think sometimes I'd be wrong. I imagine, like, we could do it like a newlywed game where I could write down what his take is.
I like that idea.
Huh? Oh,
we're
sorry.
We're trying
to break.
Here.
I know, and Katie Keaton won't shut up. We'll take a break. It's a drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.
Wrecking balls downtown construction. Bottles breaking, jukebox buzzing. Cardboard sign says the Lord is coming. Tick, tick.
Whose crappy song is this?
I did not request it. Just so you know, that is our boy Jay.
No, like, who's the artist?
That is Kenny Chesney.
Chesney.
Of course it is.
Kenny Chesney. I have no idea. I was just piggybacking.
By the way,
I thought it sounded like Kenny Chesney.
He's always, always like Entertainer of the Year, I feel like. People go to his concerts like crazy.
He's
like
the Jimmy Buffett of concerts.
Yeah, basically.
Of country people.
You're right. And like our buddy Dave over here, he also is in love with the sleeveless tee.
I mean, I'm right. Like, isn't it great? Like, all you really have to do.
The sleeveless
Wait,
tee.
What?
I know.
That's
I just zipped right by
no.
that.
Jay wears
no.
a sleeveless hoodie.
The sleeveless hoodie.
Yeah, but he's never shown the passion for it that you have. She didn't say you wear them.
True story.
You literally have never seen me in a sleeveless t-shirt.
Oh, really?
No.
Let's pull this picture up right now.
There's a difference between work.
So here we are in
Dave. Sun's out, guns out.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Over the weekend.
I don't like to show my body off.
Yes. And he walks out with this baby
it's not
blue.
Is that
it's
like an affliction shirt or something?
Let me
got a little Carolina blue.
I don't know what it is, but
no,
I can
no,
tell
no.
you
that's
this.
An OP tank top, Ocean
it's
Pacific.
It's two sizes too small.
No, it's not.
Nah.
No, it's
because
not.
I've been working out. You'll
I'm
die
just,
a break.
Yeah, because
so
my
like
guns
I,
is.
Like
Let me
I
see
said,
that picture, please.
It's the one that you sent to me yesterday.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
It looks like I got a joint in my mouth, too, and it's not. It's a smoke.
It's a cigarette.
But doesn't it kind of look like a joint? Because there's
I don't know. I've never seen a joint.
It looks like I'm holding a joint in my mouth, which, kids, I'm not. It's a cigarette.
Well, I'm not going to tweet it out to encourage, you know, your smoking
it's
habit.
It's on Facebook. I'm just saying. That's
Is it on Facebook?
That's private time.
That's private time.
That's private
that's so
time.
So basically, the point I made does not change at all whether or not it's public or private time. Kenny Chesney, also in love with the sleeveless tee like our buddy Dave over here.
There you go. You're the Kenny Chesney of radio, pal.
Now all we need you to do is worn out jeans and a cowboy hat, and pretty much you guys are the same person.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did when I roasted that pig.
I know. We saw.
The Olympics are coming up. People are afraid of the Zika virus. According to the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention, a man infected with Zika who is displaying symptoms can pass the disease to his female or male sex partner.
Sexually transmitted.
The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to severe birth defects in infants born to women infected by Zika. So here's the deal. Pau Gasol is 35. He is the center for the Chicago Bulls.
Chicago?
And
he has
yet to commit to play
Why
for Spain.
Why can't it be Weecago?
Because it's Chicago. It's gender specific. So Pau says if he does go to Rio de Janeiro and play in the Olympics, he will very much consider freezing his sperm prior to attending.
Oh, good Lord.
He says, quote, "We are constantly learning more, but there is uncertainty about how long the virus remains in one's blood."
Here's a reality. Pau Gasol is an extremely intelligent individual.
Yeah.
I'm kind of blown away by this. Is he married? I'm assuming
a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah,
really?
A lot of people. Mm-hmm. Well, hold on. Let me ask you this: why is that dumb? I'm asking you honestly.
I'm really surprised. I'm really surprised because it doesn't stay in your system forever. it is something, what is it, like a 3 month? I don't know. I want to say, because we're going to do a whole thing on this, you know, as we lead up to the Olympics, because we've got all kinds of info on the Zika virus. But I have not heard anything about the specifics of how long it stays in your system. I do know that, in fact, it is the majority of the cases in the U.S., almost, I mean, a very, very, very high percentage of them, I don't have the exact numbers at this time in front of me, are sexually transmitted. Because these are not people that have actually been bitten by a mosquito. They have had sexual intercourse with someone that has been bitten and has the virus. So, I mean, which is why...
Now, to me, this is a no-brainer. If I was going down there...
You would go freeze your sperm?
Absolutely.
So this is what is wrong with the world.
Would you put it in an ice cube tray?
Maybe a little bit bitter.
I mean, straight in there.
Just ask it, right? Or do you... Okay.
This is where maybe I have a little bit of an issue with this. It's not an issue with him actually freezing his sperm and thinking that's not a smart thing to do. I have an issue with the fact that you guys can go and do your business in a cup and freeze your sperm and it costs you no money.
Oh, that's what it's about.
And a woman to be able to freeze her eggs, do you have any idea how much that costs and the money that, like, I have gone through the process of, like, you know, the
on behalf
the shots
of men
and all
everywhere,
the stuff
I apologize.
Leading up to
Sorry.
It.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You should. It's your fault, mm-hmm. Nate.
You know what else we can do is pee in the forest.
It's crazy. So can I.
But easily, though.
So can I.
With no, you know. We don't have to worry about our sneakers. And depending on what we did the night before. So Pau Gasol. So Pau Gasol is going to freeze his sperm. So, I don't know.
Pow.
Yeah.
Pow.
Pow.
Pow. I wonder if it's going to sound like that. Pow.
What was that? The wine mixer from Step
The Catalina wine mixer.
Catalina wine
mixer.
Pow. Yeah, I'm.
Is he saying pow?
Pow. What are you saying? I don't. You just have a punchable face. That's what I'm saying. I don't. Thanks, guys, by the way, from the 916. I'd rather my kids smoke pot than cigarettes. It's seriously disgusting, Dave. Gross.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Thanks, Katie.
It is disgusting.
It's
Dave.
Gross. I got to be honest. No one should do it.
You know what the interesting thing about it is?
Nothing.
You absolutely know that.
No way.
This is not like. People can say whatever they want to. You're never going to be like, oh, how mean. No, you know all of this information.
What, that is gross?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just like the idea of a guy, like, what does he think? Like, he's going to text that enemy. I'm like, what, really? Wait, it's bad for you? No. Hold on. I need to read about this one.
You know what?
Go home later
that day.
That
warning on the box.
What have I been doing?
It should be in another language. It's not in my language.
We landed on the moon?
Hey, by the way, they changed the age in California.
Yeah, 21 years old.
21 years old.
So you got to be 21 to buy smokes, and we may not have daylight savings time anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know if
what
I'm for.
What is this world coming to?
Thank you. Honest to God, I don't know if I'm for or against that. I'm
not sure which one's going to be which. Like, how's it going to affect our golf scheduling?
No.
Like, are we still going to be able to play
Great
late into the
point.
Evening? I'm not sure how that works.
Oh, sorry, I was going with the you can fight for our military, but you can't buy a pack of cigarettes.
Well, there's that. Although I think
Whatever,
if you're fighting
Katie.
For a military, you're not in California, I hope.
Good
so
point.
Then you can probably buy the cigarettes.
No, there's plenty of people stationed in California.
No, stationed. You're right. Yeah. You said fighting. I thought
you're,
you meant like
you're,
at
You're
at,
able to sign up out of high school
yes.
and go into the military where you could potentially go off to war and
yes.
risk your life, but you're not smart enough or have the mental facility or capabilities to say, I don't know. I'm too young to be able to decide whether or not I can buy a pack of cigarettes.
But
I mean,
you can
frankly,
vote.
I don't. From my personal experience, I shouldn't have been let out in public till I was like 27.
Yeah, so, well, I know that.
You're not an adult until you're 21.
But
you can
vote too. Like here are all these things. It's like I have no problem with them changing the age, but like they contradict themselves in multiple ways. Signing up for the military, being able to vote. Like, come on, you can make those decisions on who's going to be our next president or whether or not you want to risk your life for our country, but you can't buy a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, at least raise the drinking age to 21, right? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you what ex-referee you could probably guess thinks the Draymond Green suspension rigged the NBA Finals.
And, of course.
And let's hear from LeBron and Draymond and all that as we dip our feet, our toes in the water of Game 6 in Cleveland. It's the drive, full strength, with all three of us and Jay behind the glass right here on Sports 1140 KHDK.
You probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just
6:36, time to save at Hot Tub Supercenter. Call 315-TUBS or visit jacuzziofsacramento.com. The text line wants us all to know quite a bit. I mean, they are up in arms.
Good.
Mainly you, Katie. I think these are all directed at you.
All right. Is it because I talked about the military and voting?
They just want you to know that the military is exempted.
I do know that.
Oh, you did?
I do know that.
Exempted from what?
You can buy smokes if you're in the military.
If you're in the military and you're under 21.
You did know that?
I did know that because I read.
Wasn't that part of your rant, though? Is that you?
No, but
you're in the military, you can't buy.
You're old enough to sign up, but you're not old enough. Yes, the military is exempt for that, but just because you're not signing up for the military, apparently.
You're saying if you can sign up for the military.
It's a little hypocritical to me.
I gotcha. If you're in the military, I gotcha. Okay. Well, it's really not that big of a deal, but my goodness.
It's a very big deal.
It's like seriously, like 30 people. Like, hey!
Hey, listen.
Misinformation.
I understand
that's your
that.
Name now.
Yes. Hey, misinformation.
Misinformation.
Do they also spell it weird?
Yes, they do.
Q-U-E- Is there Q's in there?
T-E-A. So everyone calm down.
That's not the point. That's not the point I was trying to make. It's a larger point.
My goodness.
I know.
And I'm a smoker. I didn't get that upset. By the way, I got to quit. This just in.
The show? Excuse me.
Yeah. Well, if I keep smoking, I'm going to quit the show involuntarily one of these days. Something's going to happen.
Is the point there? I'm not even going to get into it.
You sure?
Is the point there that, okay, as long as you signed up to risk your life to defend our country, which I applaud you because that is more than most people do. It's like, okay, since you're willing to do that, we'll let you kill yourself with cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of hypocrisy here. Nate, you're usually like right on this stuff.
This is what happens when you leave our show for a few days. I know, I'm not in the rhythm, but I'm busy writing my new musical, Hypocrisy.
That was the idea that we had outside.
Yes. Well, it was your idea. It was all your idea.
I confirmed that
it was a good idea.
Jay, would you mind joining us for a second here? Because this is a dumb idea.
But I think it's brilliant.
But I think if you let it ruminate for, that's how I prep Nate for it. If you let it ruminate for like 5 seconds, I think there's actually some good idea here. Hamilton is like the most successful Broadway play ever, right? So I'm thinking, what if, and I dreamt this last night, and then Nate reminded me of it. What if you created a new Broadway show, traveling Broadway show, based entirely on the Dave Chappelle Show?
All musical.
You took his best bits. You wrote songs about them. I'm talking Rick James, the Prince skit, all of that. Lil Jon. And you made a 4 or 5 act musical about the Dave Chappelle Show, and you toured it. I feel like Chappelle would actually be interested in that.
I think it's just so far off the wall that he would be interested in it. Dave yes. Chappelle is one of those guys where if it's not brand new, it's not something refreshing, if it's something that doesn't catch his eye, he's probably not going to do it. I do think it's something that he would be interested in, and I think... Imagine all the different characters he could bring into it as far as Charlie Murphy, going to get guys, you know, Eddie Murphy and guys like that to play a different role. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Seriously, though.
Vegas. It's set for Vegas. Yeah. Forget Broadway. Yeah. That's a Vegas show.
That's a Vegas show.
The touring Dave Chappelle
musical. They're going, J-Lo is going to open for them.
Break your couch. Like the game, Nate said, the one that bring the house down would be game blouses.
Game blouses. You can't write a song around that.
Like one spotlight down. Starts out all slow, like in an American Tale.
Somebody comes up and dunks. Just all of a sudden dunks with some leggings and a blouse.
American Tale.
Okay, so we'll work on that.
And Fievel was a badass.
Fievel was a badass.
He had to come west.
Yes, he did. What was the song?
Somewhere out there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Sang that at our sixth grade graduation.
Of course you did.
Oh, what do you want from me? Like that's my fault.
Yeah, I bet you.
I went to a hippie school. I really did. What do you need? We had to walk out of the audience during the guitar solo and hand our mom a rose. It's a true story.
Well, we once did We Are the Champions, but we weren't allowed to say No Time for Losers because We Are the Champions. We had to say No Time for Quitters.
Oh.
I did not go to a hippie school.
Why is that? Wow, way to bully quitters.
I know, okay. Got me.
I guess I'll keep smoking. Yeah,
not that it's relevant, but we were talking about Fievel. And is there any like cartoon scene that sticks out with you more than the one in Charlotte's Web where the rat is doing the song about all of the trash when the carnival closes down? Now I can't remember. I guess it doesn't stick with you guys at all. But
no, okay. I remember Charlotte's Web and the whole some pig thing. Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
All right, now I'm going to think about that during the break.
What was the name of the rat?
The Templeton.
Templeton.
It was Templeton.
Oh, my gosh. What? You guys are just the information that you have.
What do you want?
I don't have room in my head for things like this. I really don't.
I believe that.
The number.
Dave, look at how narrow her headphones are. Those things are basically like right together one another.
You know what? I am bigger than Nate. Every part of my body,
that's
except
true.
For my head. I have a little.
Literally every
head.
Part of your body.
Yeah, literally every part of my body.
Hey, this just in: Draymond Green.
Ow!
Wow, we missed you, Nate. Okay, grab my keys. Hey, Tim Donaghy is in the news. Aren't you happy about that?
Sure am.
He said Draymond Green was suspended for a reason.
When you look at the overacts that he's committed before, they were definitely more severe than this act, and yet he's going to end up with a flagrant foul and a suspension because of it. In the past, I believe that it was, you know, disregarded because they were down in the series. Here, they're up in the series. So I think the situation where with that, it gives Cleveland a better chance of prolonging the series.
Okay, so my question to you guys is this, just real quick. Let me set it up real quick and then get the hell out of the way. If you take away the douchography of Tim Donaghy, can you – I'm going to challenge you during the break, both of you guys, please. This is your assignment. Give me reasons why Tim Donaghy's right. Give the world reasons. Katie is literally resting her head with her eyes closed on her microphone in frustration. Katie, I want you to try to argue Tim Donaghy's
side. That's impossible because there is one major reason.
But it's not for me.
There is one major reason why he is absolutely wrong that takes the heat off of everything he says.
And we'll tell you when we get back. It's The Drive, Sports 1140, KHDK.
A bear is a veritable smorgasbord, 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 after the crowds have ceased.
Well done, Jay.
What is this? Each
night, Templeton.
This is Templeton. This is the song I was talking about.
Oh, what a rattly feast.
Jeez.
Hold on. I'm not going to be able to. I'm too into this.
Hot dogs, cookie crumbs, and rock cotton candy melted ice cream, mustard dribblings, moldy goodies everywhere.
Templeton from Charlotte's Web.
Lots of popcorn, apple cores, banana peels,
he's just eating trash.
That's all he's doing. I mean, he really is the spiritual cousin of Oscar the Grouch. Oh, well done, Jay. You better fade that down during the break or you're going to get ADD all over you. There's no way I'm continuing when he starts singing again. We asked about Tim Donaghy, who said this before we went to break.
You look at the overacts that he's committed before, they were definitely more severe than
Draymond.
This act, and yet he's going to end up with a flagrant foul and a suspension because of it. In the past, I believe that it was, you know, disregarded because they were down in the series. Here, they're up in the series. So I think the situation where with that, it gives Cleveland a better chance of prolonging the series.
All right, Katie, I'm at your house right now. I have agents at your house right now. They have Misha and they have, what's the other one?
Ella.
They have them both in a van. They're going to take them to Doggy headquarters where you do not know where they're taking them if you do not make at least some sort of argument in favor of what Tim Donaghy just said.
The one thing that when I think of this, not only do I hate him and despise him and immediately get nauseous.
I know this is hard for you.
No, here's the thing. Now that he does not work for the league, he can speak the truth. He can speak his real opinion. And this is his opinion. And there's this side of it where I know what Nate's going to get into. I absolutely know where he's going with this. But the league does want, they would prefer a 7-game series. But what he's saying specifically, I think it comes more down to the fact that I think he's off base a little bit. Okay, the difference is before the egregious acts that were way worse than what Draymond Green did to LeBron James, it was to Steven Adams, not LeBron James. If that would have happened in this series where he kneed twice LeBron James in the junk, it would have been a suspension. But this is based on his past behavior. He'd been warned about it. that is why it happened. The egregiousness of the act doesn't matter. It's the intent behind the act. That's why Draymond was suspended. But I agree with them in the sense that, yes, the NBA does want a seven-game series. But...
Nate?
Don't get to make my argument for Tim Donaghy
first?
Yes,
make the argument. Because, just pass you the baton.
Because just real quick, before I get into why he's wrong, I want to point out...
That's not fair. You guys are backing into this so hard.
I want to point out that... Everything that you could say against Tim Donaghy, right? Like, he's shady, he's, you know, he has no credibility, whatever. That's exactly what they want you to think, man. That's exactly what they want you to think. Although I did think he kind of missed something minor when he said they overlooked the Steven Adams thing because the Warriors were trailing in the series. They didn't. That's why he's suspended right now.
Yeah,
they didn't overlook that. If they did, he wouldn't have had the flagrant foul points accumulate. So that's nonsense. But here's the major point, is that the NBA finals were bought, sold, and paid for well before this nonsense even happened.
Whether
so there's
it's
no,
four or seven games,
exactly,
it doesn't matter.
There's no financial gain to be had here. In
Other
fact,
than tickets. Sales and that kind
of
stuff.
Well, and those are for the individual cities,
yes.
But then, you know, you also have to account for the fact that it costs money to put these things on, so those extra games may not even end up being profitable for those cities. Now, they probably are, but what I'm saying is that there's actually an added cost that comes with
yes.
those games, whereas the advertising is already paid for. The league has gotten their money. Now, if Game 7 doesn't happen, those people that have bought advertising because it's on ABC, ESPN this year, they're going to get make goods during Monday Night Football or something. So they'll get the spot they paid for, and they'll probably get like a couple of extra spots.
Throw-ins.
Just throw them a bone. Free stuff
yeah.
right there. So the league's already gotten their money from whoever's covering it.
Right. It's already in.
Mm-hmm.
But in the sense that they want the NBA to be on your television as much as possible, yes, the NBA as a whole, they would prefer every series go to a Game 7. Because it's about their product. They want their product on your television as much as possible. And they, like you said, they already made the money from the advertising. The individual teams are absolutely making money. Ticket sales, all of that. You can't argue with that.
I follow the Secret's Twitter account. And
so do I.
They give you,
yeah, I do,
it's really bad. And they give you an inspirational quote every day. And the one from yesterday, or a directional quote, was show appreciation. People don't show enough appreciation in this world. Put it out there.
And so, you'll get it back.
And so I have to say, I appreciate the two of you.
Oh.
Right there.
And there's a but.
There's no but. No. There's no but. I'm saying that's hard. That's not easy to try to side with or argue in favor of something that Tim freaking Donaghy said.
It hurts my head.
The texters, there's a lot of response on this. I'll give you the two most, what I think are the most logical or head scratchers in as far as this goes.
Mm.
Dave, Katie, and Nate. We thought Jose Canseco was a dirtbag too. In fact, he is a dirtbag. But we found out the magnitude of the admission in time. Maybe in time we'll find a smoking gun event that will unravel the whole yarn of NBA credibility. Still won't award the Kings a 2002 championship though.
It's been 14 years, you guys. 14 years.
You hold on to things, too.
I think of something that I'm hanging on to from 14 years ago. You know what? I was really upset about the fact that when I first got my driver's license, I wasn't able to drive for 6 months because I didn't have good enough grades to get cheap insurance. That was a load of crap, and I'm still hanging on to it.
Should have studied harder, Dorian.
I should have.
I don't know. I think,
I
unfortunately, and I know this isn't the cool thing to say, I think it was just Lee Harvey Oswald. I think we did land on the moon several times. And I do think in the NBA, I think that people are inherently stupid. And that's why most conspiracies don't make sense to me. I think that people are stupid, and that if you did have a conspiracy, like, I don't know, rigging the draft for Patrick Ewing. Or
the lottery.
Right, that there are too many stupid people and there's too much money out there that the Inquirer or the Sun or God knows what would offer, that somebody's going to narc.
It's way harder to do something backwards and twisted right now and cover it up
yes.
than it was, say, 50, 60, 70 years
the
ago.
The NBA is very flawed. And yes, I'm a diehard Kings fan that hasn't. Yes, I'm very flawed.
You're flawed. Your face is flawed.
I haven't let go of 2002. Of course I haven't, because I'm petty and stupid. But do I think that the NBA sits around at a big table with
no.
a bunch of dudes in suits and goes, you know, we should suspend Draymond, honestly, because we'll get a game six in Cleveland. Do I think that the draft is rigged? If I thought the draft was rigged, the Lakers would have gotten the number one pick. I know that...
I just don't think it's that easy, because when you look at these two teams.
No, look at how many friggin' leaks the Kings had this year just over stupid crap. You think that it wouldn't get out somewhere? I mean, just like dumb little things came out about the Kings from anonymous sources.
They can't even keep their jerseys private.
Right.
It's not their fault.
But something's going on.
Yeah.
Because Dikembe knew about the first pick before it happened.
That's the guy.
Yeah, he's the leak.
I mean, that's
first and only.
You can't even the two NBA 2K store leaked the Kings jerseys,
and that happens every year to NBA teams.
Yes.
By the way,
so you're telling me with the last 2 minute reports, these guys getting graded, the draft ping pong process, which by the way is filmed and is shown on NBA TV after the fact, after the actual draft, they show the ping pong ball picks and all that. There's reporters in the room. There's pool reporters in several that are in the room. I just have a real hard time believing that if there was a – and the closest she ever got was Tim Donaghy. And guess what happened? Tim Donaghy eventually got exposed, and things were crazy, and now he's, you know.
Giving interviews for money.
Yeah, exactly.
Once a year.
Does he work? I'm really curious.
I think this is his work.
What?
I think this is what he does.
He can't live off of that.
No,
they can't be paying him enough money to come out and give an opinion every once in a while on NBA officiating or something that's going on, some hot button issue.
No,
in the
but
league.
I'll bet you Tim Donaghy parlays it into something else.
Hey-o.
Hey, how you doing? That's a betting
gambling.
Problem. Here's the other.
I understand. And I'm rolling my eyes at Dave, and now I'm giving you like the you're an idiot look.
I'm glad
because
that Nate
you
is
laugh
back
at that.
To support my
you
lame
laugh
joke.
At that.
Okay, here's the other question.
We gotta sell each other. That's our jobs.
Jeez. Here's by the way. Here's the from the 916. Donnie rigged the Kings Lakers series. No, he didn't. He wasn't the ref. So
there's
guys,
that.
I'm all for the conspiracy, but he wasn't the ref. Okay.
Revisionist.
Yeah, he wasn't the ref.
Revisionist history.
All right. So think about this during the break.
Do you remember the time that Tim Donaghy like literally gave Joe Maloof a technical foul just for looking at him funny, and it cost the Kings the series?
No.
Oh.
This happened?
Are you sure?
Do I?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Also, if the Warriors were down 3-1, would Draymond Green have been suspended?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Katie!
Yes.
Okay, well, we know Katie's answer, but maybe Nate disagrees. We'll find out next.